Next case, please.
Our next public hearing this evening is case number 12,280. Jeffrey E. Krause seeks a variance from the maximum fence height requirement for an existing structure, sections 115.25 and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Fenwick Circle in the Fenwick West subdivision, also on the south side of Zion Church Road, approximately 290 feet east of New Road. The 911 address is 37592 Fenwick Circle, Selbyville. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential, and the tax parcel ID is District 533, Map 12, Parcel 220.00. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 2.5-foot variance from the required 3.5-foot height requirement for an existing fence in the front yard of a through lot. Staff would note we've received one letter of support. Two letters of support were included in the application. We've had zero letters of objection and one mail to return. Thank you.
So three letters total?
Total, yes, correct.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
It's Jeffrey E. Krause. I'm 37592 Fenwick Circle. That's Selbyville, Delaware, 19975.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request?
Yes, the fence is, I found that they said it was actually, it's 6 foot high, and I had never been a through lot. I've never dealt with a through lot before. Mm-hmm. Any of the properties that I've owned, I really never heard of one until now, and I considered that my backyard, and there's from what I'm finding out, it's they consider it like two front yards, and I thought it was my backyard, and mm-hmm. and I just put and I replaced an older fence when I moved in.
So there was a fence there
originally? Yes, sir. It was just a broken down. Yeah.
Okay.
I did a lot of repairs and so.
Ms. McGee.
When did you put the fence up?
It's been up since February of 2011 or 2012.
And you never had any issues before. Did you get a building permit to put it up?
No, ma'am. I replaced an old one, and I was. And due to my negligence, I should have gotten one. I thought that I was just replacing one, that I didn't have to get a
building permit. And I guess you're probably here because one of your neighbors came and got a variance.
Yes.
Is that correct?
I believe that is yes, ma'am. I believe that's why.
But it is off the property line.
Yes, ma'am.
These pictures show.
Yes, ma'am. I set it back at least 10 foot. If you look to the left, it's back behind. So when the gentleman, my neighbor next door, goes out, he has plenty to see. With the trees on the left, they're out past my fence, so you'd have to pull out further to see the traffic coming. Mm-hmm. And to the right also, he has a line of trees there that he has to pull out to see the traffic. And that's one of the reasons I would never use that to turn 1-220. I like to go down. We have a separate entity where you come into Fenwick West, and that's what I always use.
So your neighbor, the one in the middle, they have a fence too, correct?
Yes, ma'am, the 218.
You can go show us if you'd like.
Yeah. This neighbor has a fence. Also.
About the one in the middle?
One in the middle does not have a fence, but he has all these trees here.
Okay.
And his driveway is actually right here.
Okay.
So in order for him to see the road too, he's got to go past his trees.
Okay.
The line of trees. That's why I did bring that back, so there was no issues with him, anybody seeing the tree coming down 20.
Okay.
I don't have any questions. Any questions, sir?
No question.
No question.
The old fence you took down, was it the same height?
No, sir. No, it was just an old metal type. There was trees there and stuff, and it was just an old metal type of fence.
Okay, so it wasn't the same height that you put up?
No, sir. No, it was falling down.
It was a chain link fence though, right? Was it as tall as what you have now?
No, ma'am, it wasn't.
All right.
So you cleaned up the tree, the fence, the old fence and everything then, and put this new one up?
Yes, sir. And I did this, it's my backyard, and I just had it to where, so when we come out and to relax.
Do you have dogs?
I do have two dogs.
So that's a place for them to run?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And that's where we like to keep them. We keep them in our yard so we know they're safe.
It's a busy area.
Safe, yes.
Busy road.
Keep them from getting, there are kids.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Williamson has any questions?
I already got it. He said he didn't have any.
The neighbor that is most affected, I take it you talked with him?
I have a letter.
Okay, so they're supportive of this?
Yes, sir.
And you have no direct access to Zion Church Road, if I recall. Is that your testimony?
As far as...
You don't have direct vehicular access to Zion Church Road, correct?
Zion, as far as 20?
Yeah.
There was a spot there where the people that had it beforehand.
Like a culvert?
But you're not using that?
No, I'm not using that, no.
All right, so it's treated as your rear yard then?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, that's...
And I presume a shorter fence may not be helpful with your dogs?
No, sir.
Okay, so it needs to be taller for them?
Right.
I have no further questions. Thank you.
I do have one question. Did a contractor put the fence up, or did you do it yourself?
No, I did it myself.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Okay, would you like to come up, ma'am, and come up here and be sworn in, if you would, please?
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Rebecca Kraus, 37592 Fenwick Circle, Sotheby'sville, Delaware, 19975.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Come right up there, ma'am.
I just want to say the fence has been up there for 7-8 years. My husband put it up. You know, we've done so much improvement to this property, you know, and all my neighbors do nothing but comment about how nice everything looks.
Okay.
You know, and the fence does help us with the dogs, keeping them in the yard and maintain, and you know.
So. All right.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve case number 12,280. The variance is necessary to enable the use of the property. This variance will not alter essential character of the neighborhood because there was a fence there before. He got it for his dogs and probably the sound of the road to keep the traffic down. This is a minimum variance before we leave.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Wharton and a second by Ms. McGee that we approve case number 12,280. All those in favor of the motion?
Yeah. Aye for the reasons stated.
Okay. Aye for the reasons.
Mr. Wharton?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason been stated, so by a vote of 4-0, case number 12,280 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.